It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, October 13th, 2014. Today is the second Monday in October, and that means it's Columbus Day. In elementary school, those of us of a certain age learned that the Italian explorer Christopher Columbus first arrived in the Americas on October 12, 1492. The year was among the first historical dates we committed to memory. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. You remember how that goes. Back then, Columbus Day was always observed on the 12th of October, regardless of what day of the week it happened to be. The Uniform Monday Holiday Act, passed by Congress in 1968, which took effect in 1971, changed all that. Informal festivals began in the late 18th century, and Columbus Day first became an official state holiday in Colorado in 1907. Although it became a federal holiday in 1937, Columbus was the object of national merrymaking well before the 20th century. In 1792, New York and other American cities celebrated the 300th anniversary of the explorer's arrival in the New World. And 100 years later, President Benjamin Harrison called upon the American people to honor the 400th anniversary of the event. Teachers, preachers, poets, and politicians all used Columbus Day events from parades to pageants to teach ideals of patriotism, loyalty to the nation, and social progress. Today, the holiday is observed by banks, the stock market, the U.S. Postal Service, other federal agencies, and many state government offices, as well as businesses and some school districts. Folksy American poet Edgar A. Guest captured the spirit of Columbus for the school children of yesterday. The things that haven't been done before, those are the things to try. Columbus dreamed of an unknown shore at the rim of a far-flung sky, and his heart was bold and his faith was strong as he ventured in dangers new, and he paid no heed to the jeering throng or the fears of the doubting crew. The many will follow the beaten track with guideposts on the way. They live and have lived for ages back with a chart for every day. Someone has told them it's safe to go on the road he has traveled o'er, and all that they ever strive to know are the things that were known before. A few will strike out, without map or chart, where never a man has been. From the beaten paths they draw apart to see what no man has seen. There are deeds they hunger alone to do. Though battered and bruised and sore, they blaze the path for the many who do nothing not done before. The things that haven't been done before are the tasks worthwhile today. Are you one of the flock that follows? Or are you one that shall lead the way? Are you one of the timid souls that quail at the jeers of a doubting crew? Or dare you, whether you win or fail, strike out for a goal that's new? Perhaps there's still something there for the youth of today. The Things That Haven't Been Done Before, by Edgar A. Guest, published in his collected verse by Riley and Lee in Chicago, 1934. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 13th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.